The food. Call now.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy them on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. People holding over. We started talking about, it was a call. This is how Free Talk Live works. I mean, we brought in prep to talk about tonight, but calls were right on the board as soon as we started the show, and somebody brought up racism, and that created 10 more calls. So we continue with your calls here. Let's start with Matt in South Carolina, listening on WSC. Hello, Matt.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
First of all, I'd like to say I'm a 36-year-old white man.
Okay.
Me too. All right.
No, I'm a 37. I forgot. I'm sorry.
Right on. Well, I just wanted to say, I heard somebody talking a few calls ago about the education system. When I was in middle school and high school, last year middle school and all through high school, out of a class of about 3,000, the white people in the school were double digits. When I was young, we were incredibly poor. We had nothing. The only way we got out of it was by busting our butts and working hard. I work three jobs right now. I just got off of a 10-hour shift. I'm going to another one here shortly. I work 7 days a week. I do whatever it takes to get ahead in the world. Anybody who thinks that they can get a handout and get ahead, you know, if somebody gives them something, the housing programs, whatever, anybody who gives you anything is holding you back.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
It's just complete nonsense to hear people call in and say, oh, if you just give me this or give me that. You've got to earn everything you have.
To their point of view, they believe they have earned it. It's a debt owed to them. I disagree because I had nothing to do with it, and that debt is going to be paid out of my pocket from my tax money. And so that's where it all falls apart. I've never owned slaves. None of my ancestors ever owned slaves because, from the best I can tell, they all came over post-1860.
Yeah, my family's been here for about 60 years.
Right.
We're in our third generation here, both sides.
So America may be this incorporated entity that has been around for 200-plus years, but the fact is, if it's a government by the people, then it hasn't been around for more than 100 because there aren't, you know, there's very few people over 100, and even fewer of them likely voting.
Yep.
Any other thoughts for us tonight?
Nope, that was it. I was just I was getting angry and I had to vent. Something.
I appreciate it. That's why we're here, Matt. Thank you for the call, dude.
Everything I got. Right,
very good. Thank you. 800-259.
That's the American dream.
9231.
That's all I want for everyone in America.
What?
Is for them to be able to work for what they have and to be able to keep what they work for.
Absolutely. But unfortunately, as we just discussed last hour, that situation is just not the case for most all Americans. Most of them. With the exception of the elites. The rest of us, we can't just go out and start our own businesses. One of the reasons why I'm doing this show is because I didn't have to ask anybody's permission to do it.
Yeah. You know, the fact is when we started this show syndicated 6 nights a week, the employer for whom we both worked at the time was not interested in this show going on 6 days a week. He wanted it to be on 1 day a week.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted it to be on six because we were offered that from the syndicator. So you built a studio, and we did the show 6 days a week.
And I didn't have to ask anybody's permission to build the studio because it was in my home, and I wasn't going to have a bunch of traffic going by, so no one would notice and demand me get some sort of a business permit to operate a business out of my home. I don't even know what the permitting process would have been had I gone through with that. I'm not sure. But my original plan, Mark, was to run a radio station.
Mm-hmm.
I originally wanted to build and operate a radio station, but guess what? You have to have thousands upon thousands of dollars just to pay the fees.
Tens of thousands.
For the application.
For the application that may very well get turned down.
Right. So there are so many different hoops to jump through that the government people put up that people like me, I wasn't anybody particularly wealthy. I would call my family maybe mid to lower middle class, maybe. I don't really know what the ranges are, and I think that's also a problem, separating people by this concept of classes. I think that's problematic, too. But I didn't have anything special. All the money I had, I earned from working, as that last gentleman called in. I had been working at the big Kmart, and it would have only cost me a few thousand dollars to put together a station as far as the hardware was concerned, but the licensing fees were impossible. They were impossible for me to reach. I couldn't afford it right now.
And they're meant to be, and that's the whole idea. The idea is to cull down the amount of people that can get into the business, that can get on the radio dial, that can talk about what they want to talk about. That's the whole point, and it's successful.
Yep, and it's the same way everywhere. I just give radio as an example for my life. It's the same way for you if you want to be a plumber. It's the same way for you if you want to open a restaurant. Somebody who didn't have a lot of money but had a lot of talent in cooking, they should be able to open up something in their house and serve people from their damn kitchen if they want to. But no, we've got health regulations and zoning and all these other things that'll prevent someone from getting a foothold, getting started with their own business. So instead, what they end up having to do is what Matt there has to do, is work three jobs to make it. You shouldn't have to work three jobs. If you're an entrepreneur, you can start your own business. You can focus on that, maybe work a part-time job to get a little bit of extra money coming in. But if you could start small and start without having to beg these government bureaucrats for permission, you would be able to get that foothold you need to get into the marketplace. But now, the regulations prevent it.
People believe that you're going to that restaurants will begin poisoning us all if there isn't a food inspector out there that's employed by the government. And that's just absolute nonsense. You know, I would choose whether or not I wanted to go into a restaurant that has or has not been inspected, and there would be private inspection firms. They would have the golden edge of approval if they decided to, you know, get that particular, you know, rating system or Zagat's or whatever.
Yeah.
The private companies would come in and they'd inspect. They'd likely do it more often and they'd be more thorough, and people would decide whether or not they wanted to go in
that place. I, as a consumer, would be able to make the choice. I would know that by going into someone's house to buy some food, I might be taking a bit of a risk.
But I'll bet you that person's house, they'd make some of the best food around.
That you're damn right. I wish I had the opportunity to try it, but thanks to the mommy government, that's prevented. And if someone starts to do a business like that, and word gets to the government people, they'll send men with guns over there to put a stop to it.
Yep, shut it right down.
So, I'm with you, Mark. If we just had a true free marketplace, these problems would be well on their way to being solved. But it's because of government regulation, that's the main reason why poor people stay poor in America, besides the mentality of being poor and, you know, not really...
And waiting for a handout.
Yeah. Well, there's that,
too. Waiting for someone to fix your problem. Because no one can fix your problem, ever. No one can ever fix your problem. Your problem is yours, and only you can fix it.
No doubt about it. Let's go to the phones and talk to Jason in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Jason.
Hello.
Hey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Great show, actually.
Thank you.
Great topic. I guess to add to it, I said I wanted to add my little two cents to it, and just, I guess, two brief points. There were a couple calls on. I know Matt just called, and first of all, Matt's working three jobs. It's kind of ridiculous, but that's the state of the economy and how things are going, and, and you do it at all costs. But in looking at the discussion or in the lack of discussion regarding race in America, there's no listening. And I'm not for either. I don't want to hear a sob story, but I don't, on the other hand, want to hear a total negation of someone's experience.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the conversation seems to go. I'm always I'm Matt's age, I'm 36-year-old African-American, and I'm always one of the only blacks in any job I've ever worked. And I hear a lot of white male anxiety, a lot of white male resentment, because there are a lot of questions, and I guess I'm like the most accessible person to them, and I hear a lot of venting, and I can understand there's a lot of frustration.
What kind of venting are you hearing?
Well, they'll ask if a topic comes on the news. They'll ask me about it. I guess one would be welfare. I become the de facto sounding board for black issues, and I don't like that. And I tell them, you know, I'm not here. I'll give you my opinion on it. But there's a lot of anxiety about the affirmative action. There's a lot of anxiety about welfare, and there's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of people out there in the white community that have a lot of resentment out there because of some of the programs. And I don't think that government is a good place to resolve problems.
Right, because the government creates these programs. I want to bring you back in a moment. We'll continue this discussion. 800-259-9231. The government creates these programs that create more...
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, the live Saturday edition. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us, including the wiki. Get interactive. Over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com. It's free, of course, wiki.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com, it's fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, and trademarks. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. LegalZoom.com.
We go back to Jason in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Now, Jason, as you said before, you're a 36-year-old African-American. The place you work, you're like the only black guy there. So inevitably, you've sort of been the sounding board for many of these, as you described them, resentful white dudes who just want to ask you all kinds of questions about various different issues. And it's interesting you brought that up, the this resentment factor, because it ties into what something Mark was saying earlier about how these government people have created this brilliant system to pit people against one another. They pit, you know, the Christians against the homosexuals. They pit black people against white people. They pit poor people against rich people. They create these groups. They encourage people to put themselves in the
group. Democrats versus Republicans.
Oh, there's that one, yeah. They encourage people to put themselves in that group, and then they tell them that the other groups are all out to get them, and, of course, that's what it seems like, because some of them actually are. And so what you're pointing out here is that there's this resentment factor to where when government has come in and said to the black community, whatever that means, government people have come in and said, we're going to help you even the odds. We've got this affirmative action program. And then, of course, that results in certain black people being given privilege over other people. And so then there's these middle-aged white guys you're working with that are upset about that fact because odds are that taxpayer money is paying for it. And so they resent the fact that they are being forced to pay for this sort of reverse racism program. And that may actually help engender more racism. Would you agree?
Well, I'll say this, that there, we label everything and we want to categorize everything into small compartments. Because it's easy that way. And then we also want government to solve all of our problems. When I say categorize, everything's got to be black or white. Everybody's got to be poor or old. Everybody's got to put something into some specific label. And I do agree, having government solve the problem, having government have their input or let them be the solution, is not effective, and it's proven itself. It creates more contention.
Sure does. And that's typical. You'll see that with government programs everywhere. Whatever the program is, whatever its stated goal, it usually never reaches the goal and usually ends up creating the opposite of its intended goal. For instance, the war on poverty. We now have more poverty than ever. The war on drugs. We now have more drugs than ever. The war on terrorism has resulted in more terrorism around the world. So it would make sense that government programs that were designed to lessen racism would actually increase it. And I'm glad you called in tonight. Any other thoughts?
Yes. Well, the point I want to get to is that I'm not for, and I guess I'm discovering as I'm 36, and as I learn, become more politically aware, I am kind of finding out that I'm more conservative in my bent, that I don't agree with all the government programs that are out there. However, there are things that I think that can contribute to a better understanding, and just from my perspective, if there was more substance put in about Latino contributions, black contributions to the founding of this America and the building of America, that the stoplight, even the basic stoplight, was invented by a black person. We've contributed a lot to society. If we had some of that substance in the textbooks rather than people, only thing they find out about blacks is Martin Luther King and slavery, that's ridiculous.
Jason,
you can't have a conversation based on little substance, because when I enter into conversations with people, they're acting like, well, what do you guys? You guys should be just happy to exist. No, well, we sacrificed for this country. We fought for this country, and we've helped to contribute to this country. But if they never learn that, then they always feel like we're a lesser part and that we don't have any right to benefit from the country. And I think that speaks to what Kevin said earlier about the disenfranchisement early on, the 70 years of Jim Crow, lynching. All of those things happen when you feel like someone is beneath or not as equality is not there.
Jason, I disagree that white people feel that way. I certainly don't feel that way. I don't believe I've ever felt that way. I think that black Americans do contribute. But do you understand that that's a problem of the government, too? Because people are educated, by and large, in government schools, and therefore government officials pick which textbooks they use, and government officials decide what they're taught. If we had a free market in education, rather than us being forced, you forced to pay your tax dollars to a school that teaches people a curriculum that is, in your opinion, racist, let's just call it that. I don't know if you'd go that far. But that's the problem. The government, once again, I can turn it around and spin it back to the government every time because they're the culprit.
Yeah, and
it gets contentious, and this is a very difficult subject to broach. And I don't want to infer that you are a part of the problem.
No,
that's
I didn't.
Not, that's
I think you
not
did.
Why I called in.
No, I don't. I didn't feel that way.
Every time I talk, it gets contentious, and I sit back and I listen, and I can feel it's feeling like I'm accusing white people. I'm not doing that. I just want there to be more substantive understanding of the cultural differences and the cultural contributions. And I don't agree with government stepping in and mandating things, but I would like a caveat to that, and I hate to say a caveat to put a but on there because it negates what I said. I think that to add substance to that conversation, there has to be a core understanding about the differences and celebrate the differences. The answer is not welfare program. The answer, and whether that's corporate welfare, whether that's farm welfare,
here,
or whether that's welfare for people, that's
I
not
have
the
to say,
solution.
Jason, I have to say I totally agree with you. However, there are there are certain people in America that disagree with that, and they want to have their agenda forced down everyone's throat. I'm with Mark on this one. I think that the solve to this problem is to get rid of government education. That way we can all have the education for our young people that we want as parents. We can give them the exact education that we want to rather than having to subject them to whatever the whims of the bureaucrats are. And in this case, we're talking about bureaucrats that may be racist or bureaucrats that may have an axe to grind or whatever it is. If we have a free marketplace in education, I, as an atheist, for instance, can send my kids to a school where there's no religious component. I could send my kids to a school where there is that diverse sort of an education that that I might be looking for, that you might be looking for as well. But once we have
one
this...
thing to that.
Yes, sir.
The only thing I would say to that, and I would add this to it, and I wholeheartedly agree with free market solutions. I am a free market guy. I definitely agree with let the market dictate the demand. I'm all for that. I'm in the financial field. The thing is, and I've discovered this in life.
You got 20 seconds.
It's not racism. It's placism. People live in communities. And if you're in an all-white community, and if that market dictates an all-white education, then that's what the market dictates, and that's what the market will bear. So there has to be some kind of normative standard. And I will say this.
I understand the concerns. Hang on. I'll bring you back. More on the way. It's free.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, you're fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a six-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list a possible side effect. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. Also, we're members of the Free State Project. Mark, both Mark and myself, we moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project as early movers almost a couple years ago at this point, a year and a half. And it has been wonderful so far. It's been an amazing movement. In case you haven't heard, the Free State Project is a movement of 20,000 liberty-loving individuals all moving to New Hampshire in order to attain liberty in our lifetimes. And it's a great project. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it, get signed up, and read some blogs. There's a brand new feature right there on the front page of the website. I had been pushing for this for a few months. And it was because the Free State Project's website, the only thing that used to change on it was the number of people that had signed up for the Free State Project, which is currently around 8,000. It's just over 8,000. So we still got to get to that 20,000 mark. But I figured the front page needs something to keep people coming back. There has to be something for them to see there. And there was so much stuff going on here in New Hampshire, so much great pro-liberty activism happening here. The Free State Project wasn't reporting on but a fraction of it. And so what they've done now is they've taken various different free state-oriented blogs, liberty-oriented blogs from around New Hampshire, and they've sort of syndicated them all to the front page of freestateproject.org. So my blog at freekeen.com, some of the things that are posted there show up now on the front page of freestateproject.org. And there are a handful of other blogs. I think there's like actually 12 or 13 different blogs that are featuring there. So it's a great way to really keep up to date with what's happening in New Hampshire. You can now do it right from the front page of freestateproject.org. But I have to say, Mark, that I love living here, but one of the things that bothers me the most is how white it is. Let's bring back Jason. He is a 36-year-old black male from the Indianapolis area, listening on WXNT. And Jason, this will probably have to be our last segment with you because we got people hanging on. Yeah, it's been such a great conversation. I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out. A moment ago, you were talking about the free marketplace, and earlier you mentioned, you know, being a conservative, and I don't like that word, and I don't think it applies to me. I'm a free marketeer. I used to call myself a libertarian. I think if you're somebody who used to feel like a liberal, but now you're feeling like you're taking on conservative ideas, you might want to look into the liberty movement, because it sounds like you might fit in pretty well with us.
All good with me.
But you were talking about the free marketplace, and we were talking about education and how we think that the government should get the hell out of it, because it's just a problem. I mean, the idea that government is educating kids, just going to teach kids that government is good and government is wonderful, when in fact it's anything but. But you went on to point out this concept of placism, where if you're in a place like here in New Hampshire where it's like 97% white people, inevitably, if the marketplace is active and we have market education, you're going to have sort of, well, white-centric education. And that very well may be true.
I don't know. White-centric? Sure. Racist education? That
he didn't say racist.
No, he kind of suggested that they would keep out the history of blacks, and you know, to some extent. And I'll give it that. You're right. The history of blacks doesn't enter into my mind on a very regular basis, about as often as the history of Eskimos does. I'm none of those, and so I can see complacency in that area in a free market education system. I can't, however, see white Americans putting up for one second with obvious, clear racist dogma.
Depends on where you're raised. I mean, there could be some very, very kind of racist. There could be some racist enclaves in America where
there could be some enclaves, and they would be rare.
Right. But, you know, what I wanted to point out about this, and I'm going to let you comment here in a moment, Jason, but what I wanted to point out about that idea is that while it may be true, that's okay. It's okay with me if there are a bunch of white people living together, or people with blue eyes living together that only want to talk, you know, to their kids about what blue-eyed people have done over time. If that's the education they want to give their kids, that's fine. It's none of my business. And part of being somebody who loves liberty, I understand that in order to have liberty for myself, I have to grant that same amount of liberty to everyone else. I may have a viewpoint that I consider right and that I think that everyone should adopt, but I understand that that's never going to happen, and that by trying to foist that viewpoint on everyone via some governmental education system, I will only create, as we were talking about earlier, the opposite of my intentions. And so the part of, you know, loving freedom is letting people go and letting them have their crazy ideas, or their, you know, their racist and live together in their, you know, incest or whatever it is they want to do with their lives. They should be able to be free to do it, and we should be free to be over here educating our kids how we want to, and let the market organize itself in whatever way it decides to. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. And if we go for a total free market solution, and again, I didn't say racist, I said places.
Right.
The market will bear what the market can handle. And the education is going to be formed from what the market dictates. Right?
And that's how it should be.
And I don't disagree with you. I don't call that racist. I don't call it wrong if that's what the market will bear.
Right, because right now what we have is the bureaucrats deciding what the education system should be. So if the bureaucrats have a particular viewpoint that you and I disagree with, well, guess what? We're forced by law, by the threat of violence, by the police coming and throwing us in jail, to send our kids to that school. Of course, it's possible to send your kids to a private school, but those have to be government-approved, too. So the whole system is just an absolute mess, and it will be well on the way towards healing as soon as we get the government out of it. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. We appreciate it. Hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We go to Nigel in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nigel.
Hey, yeah, I was actually calling in about something that was mentioned about an hour ago now, that the first caller you had, the guy from South Carolina, was saying that there have been centuries of accumulated wealth, and that was part of the reason why white people still have an advantage over black people, or at least they succeed more than black people do.
It was
overall.
One of his points, yeah.
But I don't think that really makes a lot of sense, because you can look at immigrants that have come in, even discriminated against minority immigrants that have come in, such as Asians, mainly in the past 100 years. And by and large, they do quite well. I think they actually have a higher median income than whites do now.
You're correct. Immigrants to America, in fact, are far more entrepreneurial than regular Americans, and that includes regular Black Americans and Hispanic Americans, anybody born here. Immigrants are far more entrepreneurial mindset, and that is what contributes to them being more successful. Absolutely. Many of them create their own businesses from scratch because they can, at least to some extent, though we were certainly pointing out that there are a lot of regulations that prevent that. We'd have even more immigrant-run businesses and local, American-run businesses.
When you look
businesses.
At Asians, they do some pretty cool stuff that sort of skirts the law. They just flout the law, and I'm for it.
Yes.
They'll buy a restaurant or rent a restaurant space or buy a restaurant space or mortgage for it or whatever, and rather than buying a house, they'll live in the back. Mm-hmm. They'll live in pretty squalid conditions to some extent in order to save the money, and they'll do it with other businesses, but I think that it's pretty cool.
Nigel?
That's really all I called to say.
Great point. Thank you for making it. 800-259-9231. Thank you for the call. Let's continue. Let's talk to Paul in South Carolina, listening on WSC. Hello, Paul.
Hey, guys. How are you doing this evening?
Super. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to comment earlier. I'm going to have to be real brief here. I'm going to be expanding what I really wanted to say. But earlier, Jason commented about Matt's ability to work three jobs and call that insane or what have you. One thing that we need to realize is one way to build wealth and to change the culture of a lot of our societies is through hard work, by being debt-free, by putting in the extra time, the extra effort, rather than looking for that handout, rather than looking for someone to do something for us. We need to take action for ourselves because personally responsible, then no one else is going to be responsible for it.
No, I think Jason would agree with you. I think that what he was just saying was that I don't think anybody wants to work three jobs. Nobody really wants that, and he did acknowledge that that's part of the economy
today. Is crappy, and if we give people back their tax money, they wouldn't have to work as much. I think that was sort of one of his points.
Well, and earlier, there was someone going to help me out. I'm working on my second job as a seat. someone pointed out earlier, they were talking about the bigger picture and this and that. And you asked him what was the bigger question.
We'll get to that here in a moment. Hang on, Paul. We're going to bring you back. Hang on. 800-259-9231. The bigger question, the bigger picture, coming up. It's Free Talk. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
On September 11th, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. The Signal CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And again, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Enjoy the archives, by the way, an entire year's worth of them right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Free at freetalklive.com. Let's continue with the phone calls here, talking about racism still. We continue back with Paul in South Carolina. You were going to talk about the bigger picture, Paul. You're listening on WSC, so I wanted to make sure you had a chance to continue your thoughts, sir.
Hey, thanks, guys. Well, I can go ahead and vouch for you have at least two listeners in Charleston, because whenever one of the other drivers came back in, he saw the phone to my ear, and he started chuckling because he wondered whenever he heard the name and the state that if it was me, and in fact it ended up being, but that's beside the point.
It's good to know. WSC is a 25,000-watt FM. I imagine we have more than a couple.
We're smoking into a lot of people's ears.
You got a couple, right? But, yeah, I mean, what's funny is a lot of times we can always talk and use 50-cent words and try to make ourselves sound, you know, more intelligent than we probably actually are.
Mm.
But the bottom line is when someone says the bigger question, well, you asked him what it was, and an hour later, I don't even remember what he said because it just seems so out there. I mean, it boils down to how do you fix racism? Well, you know what? You're probably not going to end it. It's always going to be there in some capacity. How do African-Americans, blacks, how do they make their quality of life better? Well, how does anyone make their quality of life better? It boils back down to hard work, taking accountability for your actions, not looking for a handout, and it probably starts at home with having a stable mother, a stable father, by having solid role models in the house. Now, you're not looking to the NBA or the professional athletes or the MTV generation. It starts with getting an education.
Sure, that's all true. And I think, though, that, you know, coming back to what we were talking about earlier, how government helps in institutionalize racism and government's programs that are supposed to fix the problem actually make it worse. I think
But see, earlier you were using the examples of being small business owners. Not everyone in America is cut out to be business owners. You have worker bees, and then you probably have the queen bee. You know,
I have to disagree with you there, Paul, because I think that while what you say might be true in that they're not cut out to be business owners, I think that's because they've been educated to believe they can't be, and they've been told that they can't be. And if they get it in their heads that they might want to try it, then they find out that there's 15,000 business regulations they'd have to jump through, and they just figure, it's easier to just go to a job and work that way. So I think
it's the same thing for any race. It's not a they being black or white. what it is never in 2008, this is a country where you can do anything that you want to do.
It's not true.
You make as much of your life as you want to make.
No, it's not true. No, I love that dream and I love that vision, but because of the government, that is not a true statement. I wanted to own a radio station. I could not possibly do it even at this point in my career because I don't have enough money in the bank to pay the licensing fees for to the federal government. I don't even have enough money to afford the application fee. So it's not true. I could have a radio station if there was no FCC. I could go spend a few grand to get myself a transmitter, some equipment, and put it all together and put it on the air. So that's just one example of the many ways that the government regulations prevent people of all different, you know, shapes and sizes from doing the things they want to do, which is one of the main reasons why people aren't as entrepreneurial as they could be, Paul.
You woke up one day and you said you wanted to own a radio station, then you went to find out about it, and then you realized, though, that you needed to have $50,000 in the bank before you could start a radio station.
More than that.
Well, I mean, hypothetically, what if you had done the research 10 years before and understood what it would have taken 10 years prior or what have you to get that radio station?
But it doesn't
matter. You wouldn't have been in that. So
well,
been,
no. 10 years prior to him deciding to do that, he would have been 8.
but my point is that I could own a radio station if it weren't for the government. And so many other people could be entrepreneurs.
Right.
If
it's not the American dream if you have to, if the government can steal half of your wages. And you know when Tax Freedom Day is, right? It's like late May. I mean, they take almost half of your wages. You know, it's not freedom then, because they're stealing your money that you could be using to create this dream for yourself and for, I mean, how many people would work at this radio station of his,
sure.
this hypothetical radio station? He'd be creating dreams for those people, too. They'd be on the air. They'd be out selling ads. They'd be doing whatever it is they're doing. And the government destroys dreams every single day.
Yep, and that's the bigger picture, my friend. Paul, great call. Thank you for making it tonight. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
You can overcome the strictures the government's put in place, but the politicians are out there right now. Barack Obama's talking about socialized medicine. He's talking about increasing regulations on businesses as the way to prosperity. He will be the president. He's one of certainly three that will be the president.
And they all agree on this, by the way.
And they all want to tax the crap out of you and regulate the crap out of businesses out of there. They are just eating away at the American dream. Does it exist? Sure, but it's crumbs left over from what it was.
It could have been, yep. And it could still be, but we just have to throw off the shackles of this awful government that we have. That's, I think, one of the major steps that will really get us to the point to where each individual in this country really does have the opportunity that Paul was talking about. Because it is possible, but as long as we keep accepting being ruled by our masters in Washington, D.C., or in, whatever your state capital might happen to be, or your local town government, as long as we keep putting up with their rules, they'll keep making them. There's not going to be any shortage of new laws to come out of these governments around this country.
That's what legislatures do. They legislate. I mean, if I'm a legislator, if I'm not legislating, I must not be doing my job, right?
Let's continue with your calls and talk to Alex in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hi, I'd like to talk about the destruction of our 14th Amendment, which is regarding parental rights.
Okay, sure.
I don't know about the rest of the states out there, but we're sure seeing it out here, and they think we're really dumb. You know, it's amazing how dumb the government thinks we are.
Okay.
You know, these people go to school for 7 years, and they sit there and laugh at us. Like,
isn't the 14th Amendment about slavery?
No. Actually, this is regarding our parental rights.
Okay, but I thought the 14th Amendment was a citizenship thing.
Maybe there's something noted there also about that. I'm not sure, but
what is it that I mean? I don't have it in front of me. I've only got the first 10, but
I don't have exactly what it is. But as American citizens, everyone should know what that is. That should be your most important amendment. As a matter of fact,
you just told me you don't know what it is,
right?
That is about the generation we leave behind us. You know.
So I don't understand how.
You know, if somebody calls Child Protective Services and makes false allegations, the state of Michigan goes, okay, we're going to ask that the judge hears this in court. Unless you can prove that 100% beyond a shadow of a doubt, just like in a murder trial, that what you're saying is true, should have never went to court, then when you go and you slap it at the Judicial Commission and those court-appointed attorneys who don't speak and you got a file
probably over 100 pages, and everything's from the people making accusations.
I take it you've had a run-in with
Child
Protective
Services. I'm really shocked, and I'm very disappointed that our tax dollars are being spent on this. The same agency, Department of Human Services, mm-hmm. same agency that hands out our food stamps. Okay, they handed out our food stamps, but that's because we have a bad economy. That's because when I wake up in the morning and I drink my coffee out of my coffee pot, it's made in China, and oh, my microwave, my stove, and everything, even my clothes. You know, and it's a shame that, you know, Mr. Bill Gates couldn't build his computers here.
I think you're all over the map, sir, and I... Yeah, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. He's just all over the map. First of all,
Bill Gates
frustrated.
He's a guy frustrated that's been, he's been drugging in front of the court system, and I don't know why. You know, it seems to me that the stories that I hear about, the Department of, it changes, the name changes at every state, but basically Child Services.
Yeah.
The Department
nightmares.
Of Child, they're all nightmares. I'm sure that there's some out there where it's done a good thing, but.
The government stealing people's children from them on accusations of a neighbor or a busybody.
Right. And what they do is they take the kid, and then, in most cases, they take the kid, and then you've got to prove that it's not, the accusations aren't so, to get your kid back. It can be days and weeks later, months later, and, you know, the kid's gone to foster homes, he's gone to institutions.
Yeah.
In a lot of cases, he's been beaten up, he's been treated terribly by the staff, raped by the fellow students.
Government ruining.
Inmates or whatever?
Government ruining people's lives. And that's certainly been a theme so far tonight. But, the point about Bill Gates, buddy, he doesn't even make computers. Just so you know, he makes software. And, in fact, he doesn't even own the company anymore.
And, it's the government regulations that essentially make it so that Americans can't compete when it comes to toaster ovens. You can't buy an American toaster. He's right. The reason is... Well, we've got all these minimum wage laws that prevent and immigration laws that prevent people from coming to this great country and working for low wages like our ancestors did and working their way up and pursuing the American dream.
You nailed
that one. We prevent it from happening. We're not stopping the bad things from happening. There's people working for low wages in China. We're not preventing that. We're just preventing it from happening on the line in the sand that we drew and called a country.
800-259-9231. We have the third hour on the way. Still time for your calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. If we get a chance, we'll tell you about an armed standoff over property taxes. This is Free Talk.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of Joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Attention.